Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Right now we're going to talk about some weeds with our friend Joe Eichle, the Extension Weed Control Specialist for NDSU. Joe, how you doing today?
Good, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So we'll get to business first. You got a training workshop coming up next week, August 3rd. It's at the NDSU campus farm, and the event is free. So what are we going to find out here? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so you know, the main purpose of this event, so this week we're hosting what we call the North Central Weed Science Society Student Contest. And so basically students from North Dakota down to Kansas, as far east as Ohio and Kentucky, are all going to be here, and we put them through the ringer through a series of different weed science-related events. So such as weed ID, herbicide ID, we stick them in a field with a problem and they have 15 minutes to solve that problem. And it's usually herbicide related. And so because we put a lot of effort into these plots would still be fantastic for viewing and training. That's why we decided to go ahead and host a training event next week to utilize the plots. And so for the event itself next week, well, we're not going to do it competition style, so don't want people to worry that we're going to put them through the ringer and really make them sweat.
Nobody's going to be graded.
This week, we're grading the students.
Yes.
We won't be grading anybody next week.
Okay.
We'll have 50 or so species of weeds and 28 different herbicides sprayed on 8 different crops and some weeds. And then these unknown farm problems, we'll kind of work with people of how we look at things, especially from a weed science perspective and an agronomic perspective, when you're called to a field with some sort of a crop complaint. And so that's going to be the basis of the event next week. So probably about an hour for the weed ID, and an hour or a little bit more time if needed to walk through and look at symptomology and selectivity of different single active ingredient herbicides. And so really knowing what those herbicides do, how they perform, which crops they injure. All these things you can take great photos and keep in your memory bank. So sometime down the line, you have a drift complaint or a herbicide application complaint, and you'll know which herbicides are labeled for crops, how they perform on weeds, and that's the general emphasis of the training.
Okay. Are you going to be having another event? I wish I was in town. I'm heading down to Minnesota Farm Fest next week. I would have liked to have come to this. It'd just be interesting to see and to go through the identification process. Will you be doing another one like this year?
Probably not, unfortunately, just because afterwards I know I'm going to take some vacation time, and usually the way these plots work is they'll probably be good through the end of next week, and then symptomology starts going away, plants completely die, and it's just not as good for training.
Okay. This might be a little inside baseball, but I'm looking at your sheet here about the event that's coming up again August 3rd. At the bottom it says, we have applied for 4 pest management CEU credits for this event. I'm not sure what that means. What is that?
So that's just anyone who's a certified CCA, certified crop advisor. They always have the continuing education credits we need to keep up with. And usually we'll get most credits at the winter meetings. Basically, it's 1 credit per hour of training. And so, yeah, we will have 4 pest management credits available for those who need pest management credits as well.
Again, that was Joe Eichle, NDSU Extension Weed Specialist. This is Inside Agriculture.